You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Okay, hello. It's Tuesday, February 1. 1 month down, 11 to go, believe it or not. Today, cloudy, rain coming in, winds changing as overnight the rain continues and it gets very cool. Tomorrow's high, 38, wind chills in the teens. I believe I heard that this morning. So, and then next week, it's back to being cold again and wintry and highs in the mid-40s and lows 20s at night. It's not going to be that much fun, but, hey, make the most of it. I don't know how this got in the news. I don't know what it means. It's in a category of one of my news services that calls it weird news, but they're usually dumbasses. But because it's in Memphis, it caught my eye, and I'm not sure what this means or what it is. A man in Memphis dressed in a Spider-Man costume. Let's figure out where Wes was during this. recently danced at a GameStop in Memphis. GameStop is an arcade or a video game store.
It sells video games and accessories.
Okay. So a Spider-Man boy was in there dancing at the GameStop. He did the Carlton dance, Jim Carrey's dance from Dumb and Dumber, and several backflips as customers looked on and cheered. Spider-Man danced to ABBA's 80s hit, Take On Me. No, I mean AHA's hit, Take On Me. That's the end of the story. What? So how did this make the national news?
I don't know.
Or this news service? Anybody with knowledge of this, please let us know the inside story, because now I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. I went looking on Facebook for the inevitable pictures of, hey, Spider-Man's at the GameStop, and didn't see anything.
I'll be darned.
This one from Florida, where a shipment came from one Goodwill store to another one. The employees that passed the shipment on said they included this weird item that they didn't know what it was. The guy at the store who got it did and had to call the deputies in because it turned out it was a grenade launcher.
What?
And it was loaded with a live grenade.
I'm not one of them.
Well, if you'd been at that first Florida Goodwill, you could have had your one probably at a bargain. The employees at the other location said they don't know who donated this. It came with a bunch of stuff. The deputies showed up. They were able to dispose of the active grenade. The launcher stored in their property room. And I guess they're going to look around to see who was getting rid of a grenade launcher. But that's a hell of a find.
That is, Goodwill. Yeah, that's a little bit scary. This one, the Times of India claims a 37-year-old Indian man recently eloped with his married sister-in-law. The man divorced his wife of 10 years over the phone by repeating the word talak, which means divorce, three times. Then she said, Beetlejuice, 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 and he came back and I beat the guy down. That isn't true. Muslim laws in certain countries allow couples to divorce when one spouse says the word talak three times. They save a ton of money on lawyers. The man and sister-in-law got married, but the rest of the family was at another wedding.
Okay.
Men are pigs. So that one is pretty cool. Let's see. The headline here may cover the whole thing. Lake County inmate plots to kill judge and the prosecutors in his case. Attaboy. A Lake County inmate. So he's already in the joint. Busted for trying to hire a hitman to kill a judge. Well, if you're in jail, it probably is easier to get some contacts about how to hire the hitman, but Robert O'Hare doing 20 years on a child porn charge. I'm surprised he wasn't already killed in jail. Police say that he called his mother from jail to get her to tell a family friend, Albert Arthur Bowman, 74, known as the Rabbi, and gave her a coded message that meant kill Briggs. On January 7, the phone call was placed the day before Judge Don Briggs gave this dude 20 years in prison. I guess the rabbi didn't get the message. The phone call, as you may have guessed, was recorded. And so Junior here was caught red-handed for being a moron. And the judge isn't dead, and he's in jail. Guys that go to jail for kiddie porn usually end up in pieces. Someplace out in the yard. So good for them. A guy in Canada in trouble. He got drunk and was shooting a bunch of guns at trees. That's not very smart. Huh. might hurt somebody else. This is, I'm not sure where this is from. These two, this teenage couple, are the teenagers, to be young and stupid again. They like going to movies and dancing and train surfing is their thing. They've been dating over a year, and they share a love of extreme sports. They hop aboard trains and cling to the windshield wipers as the trains barrel along at 75 miles an hour. It's very romantic, they say. It's going to be less romantic when one of them is dead. It may be just a phase, they say, but they're still doing it, and they also like to climb buildings and towers together. So they're headed for an early death, and hope they have fun in the meantime. So there's some, and there's more, and we'll likely find some to play with later on.
Sid found the video of the Spider-Man doing the dance.
It's okay. Hysterical. I'm putting it on Facebook.
Okay.
It's so funny.
It's by a guy named, calling himself Ghetto Spider, who does this sort of thing. Uh-huh. And I guess he's local. I'm trying to find out from his YouTube channel.
Okay. Well. So
it wasn't me.
Oh, okay. Well.
No, Wes cannot pull off these moves.
Well.
Anymore.
Yeah. Now, back in the day, it's a whole new story. We'll do a break and come back, look at the entertainment news, whatever there is of it. It's one of those quiet days in the news, thank goodness, because there aren't many of those. But we'll be back in a moment. We'll check other things. If you have emails to share about anything happening in the world, feel free anytime you'd like to. Mail at drakeinthemorning.com.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.
The Valentine's Day issuance from the whoever the National Retail Federation is, and I somehow doubt that they even exist, but they always tell you how much money we're going to spend on every holiday, no matter how small, how large, whether it be Christmas. And I don't know, I'm trying to envision the offices of the National Retail Federation, and if there's people in cubicles on the phones doing surveys or something. I don't know why this exists.
It's an office.
Or maybe it's just made up by the people that do this news service to give morning DJs something to talk about, because they're usually, the news survey about Valentine's Day. You know, once again, this is another unnecessary and made up holiday that we don't need. If you need one day a year to show your love and affection and friendship to the woman that you married or the husband that you married or your boyfriend or girlfriend, you're probably in the wrong relationship. This is a daily occurrence that needs to be expressed either, you know, just by saying it or by whatever. I love you is pretty easy. But one day a year, somebody sat around with their buds and figured out how to make a buttload of money over the I love you holiday and let me show you by buying you a bunch of crap you don't need a month and a half after Christmas. It's ridiculous, but it continues. It's just like Mother's Day and Father's Day and all this other stuff we don't need. These one-day holidays that are entirely, they exist only for commerce. Only to help people market stuff. It's like President's Day. You know, this past MLK holiday. What an insult to that man and his legacy from some of these clowns that want you to buy a new washer and dryer in his honor. It's just embarrassing. But they're allowed to do it, and nobody ever calls them on it. It's like President's Day. Let's go buy a new mattress. What does Abe Lincoln have to do with a new bed? Nothing. But they grab any opportunity to suck the money out of your soul, and it works because you keep doing it. Valentine's Day. I don't know how accurate this information is or if it's the same numbers we had last year. This fake holiday, which doesn't need to exist, but for making money, that's the only reason this exists. You can tell somebody you love them or buy them a bracelet any day of the year. But on this big day, Americans will spend $19.6 billion on Valentine's Day. The average person will spend $143 on Valentine's Day. That's up about $7 from last year. So the one you love, her or his value has increased by $7. That's very comforting, I'm sure, for your wife or husband. Most people celebrate Valentine's Day, 55%, but there are people that don't have a mate or whose mate has passed or left them. So they are likely unhappy on this day and ignore it. They should get something free somewhere, like some chicken nuggets or something.
Singles Day.
Just to make them feel better. The average person will spend... this goes on and on and on and on and on. And it's just one more. It's just one more example of what a bunch of suckers we are for buying into this every year. And we do, and we give it some thought if we care. Or you stop on the way home at Walgreens and buy one of those you know, fake roses and a bag of cheap candy. I love you. Here it is.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Where's my dinner? It's I don't know. It says something about us as a society. Money, 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 money. And then love is maybe comes in fourth or fifth. The other one here that is just mind-boggling from people that do surveys, this is from Vantage Leasing, whoever they are. They reveal, and this is embarrassing to men, I think. This is likely men of a certain age. 12% of male drivers, that's like 1 in 10, have a pet name for their car. Wesley, have you ever named one of your cars?
No, but I've cussed it from time to time and called it some very interesting names. But those were short-lived.
Sure, but you have no pet name, no nickname for your car, like, Judy or something.
No.
40% of men have a female nickname for their car. You need to be in therapy.
Yeah.
You have a problem. 2 in 10 men would rather spend time with their car than their partner. That speaks volumes about a number of things. 1 in 10 men say that their partner is jealous of their car. Okay. 1 in 10 men have avoided spending time with a loved one by washing their car. We have some troubled people.
Yeah.
This is why there are therapists and medication. 4 in 10 men have conversations with their car. Again, perhaps we need more therapists and more pills. 2 in 10 men say their car is playful. Can you hear somebody on the phone talking to a guy asking these questions? Okay, Jim, do you think your car is playful? I'd say yes. Okay. And 1 in 10 men have tried to imagine what their car would look like if it were human. These are the ones that need to be put to sleep.
I always did have a thing for Transformers.
These people need to be put down, and this is frightening, but it is real. Here are the most unusual nicknames men have given their cars. It has never crossed my little mind ever in my existence. I'm not really a car person. I don't care. But nor do I understand the mechanisms by which they work. It's great and all, and I like them when they work. But I never had any idea about giving a car a name. Most unusual nicknames given to cars by men. I'd love to see the guys that did this, just to get some idea of what's going on behind that empty face. Bad Man.
Yeah.
Big Barry. I'm going to go out there and crank up Big Barry, honey. I'll be right back. Bob the Bobster.
Great.
Okay.
Loser. Ford Fiasco. Well, at least you're being honest. Mother Wagon. Muscles. Somebody with a real bad self-image. Phantom Flyer. That's a bike or a wagon.
Yeah.
Phantom Flyer. Grow up. Got one of them GTO judges back when you were a kid and thought it was cool. Purple People Eater.
How many cars has that run over?
I don't know, but I suspect it's somebody that lives in the woods by himself and is very lonely. Scarlett O'Hara.
All right, that's at least a little clever.
Yeah.
The fact that he named the car, that negates anything clever about any of it. Sexy Bob the Fourth. This guy has many, many deep, deep issues and needs to be in a home. Supercharged Fire Pony. This guy should be his roommate.
He's probably a brony.
In the asylum. But that whole brony thing freaks me out, man. I just can't see a bunch of dudes sitting around on a Thursday night with their My Little Ponies out, combing their hair and playing with them. That's a very, very creepy thing. Other nicknames, The Beast, The Bongo Dog Doodah Van. That was not inspired by drugs, was it?
Right.
The Compost Heap. Okay, now you're being honest at least.
That's funny.
That piece of, yeah. And The Red Vole. What the hell does that mean? So, yeah, these are the things that they send morning radio people, because most people there's nothing to talk about. So they resort to this crap. And I usually just ignore it, but sometimes it's so dumb you can't ignore it.
I was waiting for Kari McCarface.
I'm sure they have. There's a list of these things a mile long. If you're naming your car, you really need to get like a second job or something, or find something to do. You know, get a hobby. I don't know what that.
And if you put the eyelashes on your headlights, I hate you.
I've never seen that before.
Oh, God.
What does that mean?
On the VW Beetles, they do that.
You can buy these plastic things that look like eyelashes that are 10 inches long or something.
Do girls do it or do guys do it?
I guess girls, but it looks so dumb.
It's the same thing with people that put deer antlers or reindeer antlers on their car
door. Oh, my cousin.
Placed on it. And the red bow on the front of your car screams that you're an idiot and a loser and need to calm down. Or maybe not. I don't know. Each to his own. But whatever. Other things happening. House of Cards. I really wanted to get into that show. I never did. This is one of the first series that Netflix did that established them and their credibility as really, really fine filmmakers. Some of the stuff on that Netflix continues to blow me away. It's like watching these long, long... You know, if you watch one season of a show, that's 10 hours. And it's like, watching a real long, well-made movie. It is so well done. House of Cards is one that I really missed out on. And now that Kevin Spacey has talked himself out of a job, which is really unfortunate. And this guy was one of our best actors, and he did so much fine work. But you can't be perving on kids and doing stuff. So he's dropped off the face of the earth. His career, I'm sure, is over. Or maybe not. Because, you know, people can be pretty forgiving sometime. And I kind of wonder if some of these people like him will be ever welcomed back into that Hollywood, place, or if he even wants to be. Good God, he was heavily involved in the Old Vic, the theater in England, and got that thing revived and was doing some great work there in the theater and doing his film work and doing House of Cards, which was a gigantic hit. Anyway, he's out. And Diane Lane and Greg Kinnear have been added to the cast. They'll play siblings on the show, but there's no mention of what the characters will be, who they will be, but that is that will remain on television. How many seasons of that are there? 9 or 10, 8, 9, something like that. But that will be not the same without Kevin Spacey. There's talk here about these Super Bowl commercials. I'm just not going to get into it because nobody cares. Here's a book that nobody needs, unless you just love Journey. Is there a federal law that Journey has to play Memphis at least one time a year?
I'll look. Who knows what they slipped in with that tax bill?
I mean, I don't mean to disparage these promoters and people that want to sell tickets to concerts, but they're here every 3 months. At some point, we're going to all stop believing. I mean, cut it out. But they're coming here with Def Leppard, so I guess we must be in support of it. But it's overkill. But they're back. Jonathan Cain, who has been in that band for a long time, he got on just at the right time and wrote a great number of their hits. And Mr. Kane, in the past couple of years, has transformed from a rock and roll dude. I think he is an inspirational speaker now, of a Christian kind of. He's heavily involved with his Christian studies in his church or something. But he doesn't just play keyboards in Journey. He does other stuff. And he has a new book out. Guess what it's called? Don't Stop Believing.
Okay.
That was too easy. The book chronicles his childhood years. May I ask, without being hateful, who gives a F about Jonathan Cain's childhood years? You were born, and then you grew up, and were in Journey. Next. And his ups and downs in the music business. Okay. It's due out on May 1st, so pre-order your copy now. I can't imagine who cares.
If you're a big Journey fan, you
Yeah, might. Somebody will. But, I mean, even the biggest of Journey fans has got to be getting a little tired of this cover band coming around. I mean, it is Neil Schon. It is Jonathan Cain. I guess Steve Smith is back playing drums. It is Ross Valerie playing bass. And little Pineapple Head dude singing, just like Steve Perry. And people keep going, so they keep touring. But at some point, man, God. Meatloaf. Well, we sure miss meat, don't we? Not. He has back problems that have, that's why he hasn't been on tour or been singing. Well, now we know.
Okay.
Like Tiger Woods, it says here, the Loaf has undergone a series of surgeries on his back, trying to resolve the issues, but he's unable to get around without a walker, and that's not funny. Poor dude. But he had a good career, so maybe it's time for him to go on and just be Meatloaf. And beyond that, there are not any other stories really about the entertainment world that are worthy of discussion. Keanu Reeves is in some Super Bowl commercial and all of that. And the majority of these TV ads for Sunday are already online.
Yeah.
So they have completely blown that concept that people watch this football game to see all the ads and the halftime show. That's not how it's supposed to be. This, you know, game is supposed to be the attraction, not 12 minutes of an artist and commercials. But that's what it's come to. So, you know, each to his own. Harry's.com, our ongoing friends in the shaving business. The best shave you'll ever have. A new concept in shaving, which has caught on with a number of men who have tried it, like it, and they stay with it. You can try it now, too. This unique new way of shaving, it is one razor, and it comes with four or five replacement cartridges. It is ergonomic. It fits in your hand very comfortably. And on top are the blades. There are five blades, precision engineered, and they shave you very smoothly and very carefully. And it's just a really fine shave. On top, the trimmer, that blade's for your mustache. Sideburns, your eyebrows, your whatever hair you want to trim on, that's on there. The shave gel and the travel blade cover, all of this in the set that is yours for free. All you pay is the shipping. You'll love the blades. You'll love the package. They want you to give it a shot now. Go to harrys.com. Use the code Drake and now get the post-shave balm as part of the package, also free. Again, all you pay is the shipping. Harry's.com. Use Drake as the code, and you will be able to enjoy a great shave with Harry's. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to Drake in the Morning with Wes and Sid on 98.1 The Max.
Somebody emailed what the origin of this rodent is.
I looked into it. It's the Groundhog Day itself is an old Dutch tradition that's associated with the coming of spring. It's just a old myth or legend or what have you, and it was brought in where the badger was actually the forecasting animal.
Okay.
But there's a lot of Dutch that moved into the Philadelphia and Pennsylvania area, obviously. So that's what they brought that tradition with them, and that turned into what we now know as Puxtatawny Phil. I guess they're the town that just seized on it because they've been doing it since 1887.
Well, so all that any of the rest of us in America know about that is what we've seen in the film Groundhog Day. And I wonder if that is an accurate representation of what goes on. It's a party. It's a small town.
Yeah.
And it's winter up there. It's cold, obviously. But this is a real throwdown for these people and has been for years and years and years. But most of what we know, we have seen from Bill Murray and Andy McDowell and that cast. But what really goes on, I suppose that's pretty much it. And why this continues to be a big deal, because nobody really uses it as an accurate forecast of anything. It's just a tradition that endures for some reason that nobody understands.
Yeah, it's just one more interesting thing on the calendar, I guess.
I don't know if the right word is interesting, but it's on the calendar anyway.
So. All right. Well.
If I didn't watch NBC sometime, we have NBC on usually in the kitchen for some reason. I don't know why it ends up there, but it does many times. And if I didn't have that television on in there, I would not know anything about the Olympics when they start. It's the Winter Olympics, I know that. But I haven't heard anybody make any comment about it at all. There's no other networks promoting it, obviously. I don't watch ESPN anymore, so I don't know a thing about it there. But this begins in 5 days.
Yep.
I don't know how much NBC pays for this. They pay a lot of money for it. I suppose it'll be Bob Costas over there. If it's like it has been in the past couple of years, NBC will use all of their platforms, which include MSNBC, CNBC, True TV, and their internet live streaming to show these things in real time to avoid the problems of having to guess, is this live or is this taped? And I also don't know what segment of society it is that likes. Well, I guess that ladies like to watch ice skating. Never understood it. I never will. It's a lovely art, and it is difficult to do. But to sit down and watch it, I would rather have my teeth pulled one at a time with pliers. There's that. There's hockey. They ski and jump off stuff and fly through the air.
I like that.
It's cute for a while.
But is it like NASCAR where you're really just watching that for the wreck?
You're just waiting for the bobsled guy to crush his head against the wall.
Or the guy that missed the ramp a little bit.
And that's happened, and it ain't funny. But the bobsledding and that stuff, you're just waiting to see who might have their head severed. But NBC pays so much money for this, and it's on for 3 weeks. Is that right? I don't know. We have this football game Sunday. So today's Thursday, 1, 2, 3. So this must begin next Monday, Tuesday on NBC, which will also probably wipe out many of your primetime TV shows if anybody even watches those anymore. But this story does heighten the awareness of the games. It is also worthy of note that this brought together the Koreas, who will be there as a country taking part in the games, right? That's what this is all about.
They have sent a delegation, which has really been the only news story related to the Olympics
Pyeongchang. Okay, here's the there was a big deal the 2014 games in Sochi. The Russian athletes were disqualified. Their medals were taken away due to allegations and proof of doping. You can't take the dope to enhance your performance in any sport, allegedly. People do. They still do. They always have. Some get caught. Some don't. And it's become tiresome. In a bombshell, it says here, these games begin next midweek.
Right.
In this bombshell ruling, the Court of Arbitration for Sport has overturned the lifetime Olympic bans of 28 of 43 Russian athletes accused of doping at Sochi in 2014. If this weren't Russia, this probably wouldn't even be discussed. But you wonder who twisted whose arm or who, cut off somebody's head to get this fixed. The athletes can now keep their medals they won in Sochi and can compete in Pyeongchang, theoretically. Although the IOC says this really does not mean they are invited automatically. don't know what that means. The thing starts in 5 days. So what are you waiting for? Either invite them or not. They also reduced the bans of 11 Russians found guilty of doping from lifetime to this Olympics only. Well, these people aren't getting any younger, and the older you get, the less your chances are of competing and doing well, I would guess, in some of these very, you know, strenuous and difficult sports to perform. The IOC banned Russia for sanctioning doping, but Russian athletes will be there. 164 of them will compete in the Olympic Athlete of Russia team. Confused yet? I am. 28 of 43 were there. They've been cut loose to perform, but they haven't been officially invited. But there are still 160 odd athletes from Russia that will compete. The IOC says, or they warned, that this could have a serious impact on the future fight against doping. And the bans were being overturned, not because the athletes were being declared innocent, but in their case due to insufficient evidence. This sounds like, as I mentioned, that somebody told somebody, you tell these Koreans to lighten up, our athletes will be competing. Got it? Otherwise, why would they overturn this pretty severe sanction 5 days out?
Right. That's the 9th that it starts.
The 9th? Okay. Yeah. So today is the 1st, so it's next Friday. But this does reek of tampering and Mr. Putin or somebody in the Russia telling them Koreans that our people are coming, so deal with it. Or we'll come over there and beat you up. Veteran American skeleton athlete Katie Ulander, meanwhile, says she is heartbroken by the decision, which means that she will lose the medal that she won, a bronze, after the Russian who beat her in Sochi was disqualified. Hmm. Or that she beat. So she gets no medal, and this commie gets it. So this is going to cause some outrage, or is it? Or are we about outraged out? But this is odd timing that Russia has said, we're going to be there and y'all fix this right quick. So there you go. The emails, you had a couple to discuss, you say?
Oh, yeah, a few came in. Let's see, we had this one. Steven on the car nickname says, so does POS count as a car nickname?
I think probably so.
I think that's the one I used a couple of times. Yeah. One of mine.
Yeah.
And Jay says, Chevrolet currently has a commercial running. For the first 30 seconds, they are telling a name of their car. I haven't seen that one.
Is TV advertising getting worse and less effective? Or is it just me?
No, it's getting worse.
I mean, this is some of the worst marketing, some of the worst writing. Everybody's trying to be cute. Everything talks now, from animals to pillows to screwdrivers. They're incredibly ineffective. And these car ads, I just don't know anybody that has ever been influenced to go buy a car because of a commercial on television. I just don't understand it. They have to brand themselves. I get that. But TV advertising and just ads in general used to be smart and clever and funny and effective. And you recalled who they were for. I couldn't tell you now who half of these TV spots are even for when they're over with, because the branding is lost on them trying to be too cute. But who knows? But they still keep advertising and spending money, and that's all that matters. But they've got too many people that are not good writers and aren't smart doing these ads. They're just stupid.
And Daniel says, Mother Wagon, one of the names that was on that list, that would be a great band name. I can hear that. Please welcome Mother Wagon.
Don't write her ever again.
It's fine. Scotty says, for Valentine's Day, I'm all for the metal show on Valentine's Day like it was last year for the single people in the room. It was a blast last year.
What?
There was a big metal show for single people last year at some place on Valentine's Day.
Oh, a concert.
Yeah. Clay says, as Drake read off the numbers for Valentine's Day spending, all I could picture is Donald Trump touting these numbers at Monday's State of the Union address. Now that's in my head and I can't get it out. Thanks. Love the show.
Yeah, something just popped up here. Our adorable little president, what did he say? Donnie John likes his crowds big, and he seems pleased with what he ended up with on Tuesday night. Thank you for all the nice compliments and reviews on his speech. He tweeted out Thursday, 45.6 million people watched, the highest number in history, except that's not true.
Yeah.
but whatever. He has to have the biggest ever. Let's just let him play along and say, yes, yay, you're awesome, because it makes him happy. And he has to have the biggest everything. So good. You just go on and convince yourself that everything is fine. We'll do a break and come back and see our friend Bruce Van Weingarten, editor of the Memphis Flyer, on Newsstands Wednesday, a brand new one each week. Chock full of the Mid-South's news, activities, arts, culture, and more. We'll see Bruce after this.
Email us anytime at mail@drakeinthemorning.com.